Amen. Amen. Man, I haven't heard that song forever. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for it. One of these days, every knee will bow. Every knee will bow. You know, I don't know if you're a proud person. I don't know what's going on in your life, you know. But I can tell you this. One day, you will bow before just God one day. One way or another. We bow on our knees and stay holy. Amen. You know, it's something Teresa, I want to echo something Teresa said there. You know, it seems like there's a lot of stuff going on. And, you know what? It seems like there's certain times in our life that there is. And the Lord had given me this sermon a couple weeks ago. And I, of course, got underneath the weather and I couldn't get out here to preach it and stuff like that. But he just kept going after me with it and going after me with it. And it's, you know, I want to talk to you about going through the storm. I want to talk to you about going, what happens after the storm in your life. You know, there's something in the Bible. There's something that, you know, there's something I want to talk about this morning. There's a principle. There's a thread. There's something that runs through the Bible. There's different principles that run through the Bible. There's different threads that run through them. And no, I don't agree with all these people that say certain things about these principles and these threads. And let me be up front with you. But this one I do agree with. It's called the law of first mention. And what I want to talk to you about on that this morning is, when something is mentioned for the first time in the Bible, I see Alita shaking her head. She knows what I'm talking about. When something is mentioned in the Bible, you can follow that thread, you can follow that principle all the way through the Bible, and it will hold true. It will hold true no matter what you know. It's, and I'm going to tell you, it still applies today. It has never been done away with. It still applies to us today. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the storm. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this morning, the law of first mention. Now with that in mind, turn to Genesis, the 7th chapter, the 11th verse. And when you get there, would you please stand in honor of God's word this morning? Genesis 7:11. And in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And in the selfsame day entered Noah, Shem, Ham, Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wives, and the three wives of his son with them, into the ark. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come, Father, just praising you, Lord. I thank you for the spirit that I felt here this morning, Lord. I want to praise you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you for the teaching that was done here this morning. Father, for Lord, all these things go together, Lord, to make this service what it is, Lord. I thank you for every individual that's made their way out here this morning, Lord. I pray, Lord, that as Greg mentioned this morning, Lord, that fertile soil be, that soil be fertilized, ready to plant seed in it this morning, Lord. For Father, I pray, Lord, you know you've given this message, Lord, and I ask you, Father, to help me to preach it, Lord, in a way that be pleasing unto you. You are so good. You're so kind to us, Lord. You love us. And Father, we know that you do. And Father, we know that you sent your son to die upon a cross for every individual in here, Lord. And every individual out in the world, Lord. And we want to praise you for that. And we'll give you all the glory and the honor for it all in Jesus' name. And amen. You may be seated. Thank you. This should be very... Now, I'm going to be back in the 6th chapter of Genesis. I'm going to go through a lot of this. I want to go through this whole story here this morning. This should be very familiar scripture to anybody that's been in church any length of time. Noah and the ark, it should be very, very familiar to everybody. And of course, you do realize that, you know, before this happened, before this come upon the earth, there was no storms on the earth at that time. There was no storms whatsoever. There was no rain. The Bible, it never rained before this time. It never did it. There was no snowstorms. There was no tornadoes, there was no hurricanes, there was no derechos, there was no heat waves, there was no droughts, there was no tsunamis, there was none of this stuff on the earth until this storm hit that day. I want you to understand, as the law first mentioned, this is the first storm ever mentioned in the Bible. I want you to understand it. This is the first storm that was ever mentioned in the Bible. Now, this should be a lesson to all of us. This should be a lesson to every individual in here this morning. Yes, this storm came upon them. But I praise God. God had made a way that, you know what, that they could escape the storm. He made a way that they could do it. There's plenty of people that are facing storms in their lives here this morning. And I want to be blunt with you this. God will make a way for you. I don't know how it's going to end up. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell you that. But I do know that the God that I serve will make a way somehow, some way, to help you through the storm. In the country that we live in, there's so much hate and insecurity and there's all kind of division. And anybody that can see out there, that can look, you can see a storm coming on the horizon. If you can't, you're not looking very hard. But you can see a storm coming. And we shouldn't be surprised whenever it hits, because it's coming. And for, I say this scripture a lot because I want to hammer it home to you, to understand, when you look at what's going on out here in this world, understand this. It's not going to get any better. Do you know that? Do you understand that? The Bible says that it shall wax worse and worse. It's going to. There are going to be times where it may seem like it's a little better, but it is not. It is going to get worse and worse. 2 Timothy 3:1 tells us this. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. We're getting there. We're getting there. And there's no denying it. And it also says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And it said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But it tells us this. Now listen to this. This is for us. But it says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. As you see this time getting worse, hang on to what you've learned. I'll just put it in my word. As you see it getting worse, and as it does get worse, Christians, it's going to get worse for us until Jesus takes us home. It will. Don't fool yourself. Don't try to put yourself. It is going to get worse. That's why he wants us to continue to grab a hold of the things that we have learned in the approaching storm. Remember, the storm is coming, but hallelujah, no storm ever lasts forever. It don't. There have been people in this church, I could use examples from years past, but I know there's people in this church that have faced storms. The storm was hard when they went through it, but praise God, the storm didn't last forever. Now they're on the other side of it. Oh yeah, it still hurts. But listen to me. God made a way. He made a way. Every storm will come to an end. But the promise of God is this. We find it in Genesis 7:11. He said, now remember the law I first mentioned that I said to you. Remember that. The time when God sent destruction to this earth. When he sent it by water. Listen, God instructed Noah to build an ark. He instructed him to build an ark. God's made a way for us to get out of the approaching storm. You know that, don't you? That ark is Jesus Christ. He's made a way. There's a sermon. Every preacher could... But anyway, he made an ark. Do you understand? He made an ark. Now, Now, listen. I know he said he was a preacher of righteousness for how long? 120 years, 130 years, something like that. But you know what? There's manuscripts out there that tell you, not Bible, I'm talking about Jewish manuscripts, that they built the ark in 5 years. That he preached for 130 years. But you know, just think about that for a little bit. I'm not saying that whether that's true or wrong or right. I'm just telling you, just throwing it out there. Praise God. God allowed him to build an ark. He built an ark. And you know what there was on that ark? There was only one door on that ark. If you ever get the chance to go down to Kentucky and see the ark down there, I encourage it. Because it's built just exactly to the way that they had built the ark in the Bible. There's only one door on that ark. There's only one way. Your preacher, you may be saying, you know what, you think that you bunch of Christians are the only one going to heaven? You're so narrow-minded. You know what, Greg? I'm even more narrow-minded than that. I don't think all the Christians are going to make it sometimes. You say, what are you talking about? I say, because, listen to me, not all that say, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Not all that say that. Because why? Because you know what? They have a form of godliness, but they're denying the power thereof. Listen, there's not a lot of ways. There's only one way. And you know what? When God made that ark, He's also made the ark of Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you this morning, don't let anybody tell you that there's a lot of ways. There's only one way into that ark. There's only one way into heaven one day, and that's through Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12, and we say this scripture a lot because this scripture is true. It says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you can be saved. It doesn't say that. It says ye must be saved. You must be saved through Him. That's it. Don't believe anything else. You must be born again. There's a storm approaching. In Revelations, it tells us this in 16:15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, that they see his shame. There's a storm coming, folks. Matthew 24:43. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would have suffered his house not to be broken into. You know what? There's a reason. No man knoweth the hour or the time. Don't listen to any preacher. Don't listen to anybody out there that tries to tell you that it's coming at a certain time. All we can do is look at the things around us and what's happening. He says, if the good man of the house would have known. There's a lot of people. If I tell them that the Lord's coming back January 1st, they'd wait till December the 31st to try to get it right, right? That's not the way it works. He said, if the good man of the house would have known, he said he would have had things ready. Listen to me. Listen, we should be ready today. Today is the day of salvation. I have no guarantee that I'm going to make it home, and neither do you. I have no guarantee that I'm going to make it out of this pulpit this morning alive. But neither do you know that you're going to make it out of this church. But praise God, we've got to be ready. You know, many like in the day of Noah, you know what? Noah tried to preach to people back then to tell them that there was a storm coming, that God was going to put judgment upon this world. And they did not listen to him. It's not from lack of trying. We talked about it here a little bit this morning, Greg did, about the seed and how the soil's planted. It's amazing. I heard a preacher preaching on that this morning. He said he went to his congregation one time and asked them what he had preached on the Sunday before. He just asked them. He said over 70% of them didn't know what he even talked about last Sunday that were there. How do you expect to grow in the grace and knowledge of God if you don't listen to what the Word is? Amen. If God's given us something to give to you, and you know what? It could be something that could help you. But no, you don't want to listen to that and you don't care to listen. You shove it aside. You will answer for that one day if God is dealing with you to listen to it. Just like, praise be to God. Praise be to God. We know that the storm is approaching, but we have a way to get out of it. Change your life. There is something, salvation can change your life. The Word of God can change it. And you will be a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us that. It said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, it says he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, can I tell you something? If you're calling yourself a Christian here this morning and things have not became new in your life, you need to re-examine whether or not you have salvation in your life or not. There's a storm approaching. It's coming no matter what we want to think. There's one door and God controlled that door. Do we know that? Yeah, we do, because it tells us in Genesis and that they went in male and female in all flesh, Genesis 7:16, and God had commanded them. And who shut the door? It didn't say Noah shut the door. It just said the Lord shut him in. God shut that door. One day, this storm's going to hit, and that door's going to be shut as well. We hope we understand that. The day of grace, the disposition of grace, is right now. We're living under that grace period right now. There's coming a time where that grace will be gone. Then try to make it. We live under the time of grace right now. There's another door that's controlled by God Himself. And it says this in Galatians 4:4-7. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that are under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons. And because ye are the sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son unto your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and of a son, than an heir of God through Christ. God has made a way, and that is through Jesus Christ. And one day, as I said, that door will be shut. It's coming to that time. And those that are left to remain on the face of this earth, that, you know what? Listen, I'm telling you, listen to me. I believe that one day when the Spirit of grace is gone, the Holy Spirit will be pulled out of this world as well. The convicting power of His Spirit will not be here. When that door is shut, then how? How? The Bible tells me that you've got to have the Spirit of God in your life. And I believe the Spirit will be pulled one of these days. And the door will be shut. God's in control of the upcoming storm on this planet. He's in control of it. Make no mistake about it. In Revelation 10:6, and swear by Him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that therein are, the earth, and the things that are therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. He is in control. And can I tell you this morning? The storm is not in control of you. God is in control of the storm. God is in control of that storm. You're not in control of it. Don't think for a minute that you are. God is in the control of it. What happens when we go through the storms? What happens? There are three things that happen to us when we go through the storms. One of them is God will speak to us in the storms. You understand that? He can speak to us during the storm. God will remember you during the storms. God will bless you in spite of that storm. Do you agree with that this morning? I believe God. You understand that. I want you to know that. God, the storm is not in control of you. God is. Turn to Genesis 7:1. Just back a few verses there. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou. And I want you to, if you do this in your Bibles, underline come thou. And all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. So I said, underline the word come thou. I want to explain that to you here in a little bit. Let me explain it to you this way. Okay, if I ask you to come down to the house with me today, to go to my house, and I go up to the door and I unlock that door, I say, go on in, don't I? I'll say, go on in. You know, you're welcome, go on in. But if you come to the door next week and you ring the doorbell or you knock on it, what am I going to say when I open the door? I'm going to say, come in. Do you not get that? God was in the ark. God was in the midst of the storm. He's saying, come on in. I'm in here. Whatever your storm is, God is in there. Come in. Come thou in. I tell you what, that excited me when I noticed that. That blessed me when I seen that. He's saying, come thou. He's not saying, go on in, and then I'll shut the door. He said, come in, I'm in here with you. Amen. Praise God, you're going through a storm. I do not know what it is. I sometimes, you know, we all have been through them. Have you ever? And then, no, listen to me. There are going to be times if you have not been through storms, I'm here to tell you there's going to be storms coming in your life somewhere down the road. There's going to be storms come. And I'm not, you know, they happen. And when those storms hit, God's saying, I'm already in the midst of it. You're not going alone. I'm here with you. He said, come on in. Praise God. What a difference. What a difference that makes. God's telling us, you got this. You've got this because I'm with you. You've got this because I am with you. Regina, you got it because he's with you. I'm not going to tell you how it's going to end. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. Regina, I can tell you this. If you hang on to his hand, praise God, no matter what happens, you're going to have a home in heaven one of these days. I have no idea. I don't have no idea. You can handle it. He goes before, teaching us to observe all things that whatsoever I have commanded you, lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the world. Amen. He added the amen to it. Can you say amen here this morning? Praise the Lord. Look, that's why when we're going through the storms of life, we're not going to go through them by ourselves. That's not going to happen because he's already there. He's already there. Matthew 11, 28 tells us this. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. Praise God. You know what? I go visit you guys when you're in a hospital sick. I'll go visit and I'll go talk to people. But you know what? I can't give you the peace that God can give you. Don't get me wrong. I love talking to people. I love it. The other day, I visited an individual in the hospital, and that individual just cried. And it broke my heart. It broke my heart. Because because but praise God, no matter what I could do, I'm not the comfort that God can give. He says here, he said, I will give you that rest. I will. Do you know what come stands for when you look at it here in the Bible? Come stands for the children can come. The C stands for the children. The O stands for the old can come to the Lord. The M stands for the middle-aged folks. And it says the E stands for everyone else. That covers us all. Come unto him. That's what he's trying to say. Everyone, behold. Greg read this earlier. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. I don't know about you, but there's a time he knocked on my heart's door. Yes. Yes, I was 16 years old, and he knocked hard. And you know what? I let him in. Amen. I let him into my heart. Never regretted it at the time. Oh, yeah, I fail a lot. I'm going to fail till the day I go out of this world. And everybody in here will too. Everybody will. But praise God, you know what? We have that advocate with the Father. We have that advocate with the Father that when we do fail, that when we do sin, when we do stumble, we've got an advocate we can go to. If you're on the outside looking in, he's saying, come on in. Come on in. Praise God. God remembers us in the storm. Do you know that? Don't think, you may be laying in your hospital bed. You may be laying at your home in your sick bed. You may be just depressed and down. But remember this, when you're going through that storm, God never forgot you. God remembers. And it says, listen, in Genesis 8:1, if you want to, and God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. God remembered them. Praise God. Praise his holy name. He does, you know what? He remembers you. He's with you when you're going through it. And you may think that he's forgotten you. He hasn't. He's right there. He's right there for you. When you think nobody else cares. When you think everybody has deserted you. When you feel like, you know what? That no one wants anything to do with you. I'm here to tell you this morning, God remembers you. He loves you. You can go to we've said this here a while back. You could be in a room full of people and still feel like that you are lost and you feel like that no one cares. I've been there. And I'm sure that there's some that's been in there, that situation too. Remember this. God still remembers and God still cares. Listen, he loves us. He loves us. Remember Hebrews 6:10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your works. Remember that. For God is not unrighteous to forget your works and labors of love, which he has showed towards his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Listen to me. He does not forget. He's not like me. I forget sometimes. God doesn't get dementia. God doesn't get Alzheimer's. God doesn't misplace things. God isn't feeble-minded. God's never, you know what? I'll tell you this, age has never touched his mind. He's never weak. He's never been sick. He remembers everyone. So don't think that you are forgotten. He remembers us. Praise God. And you know that in the storm, God will bless you in those storm times too. He will do that. This is something I want you to remember. You know, if you don't remember anything else from this sermon here this morning, don't ever, ever give up in the storm. Don't ever. What I've laid out so far is how God is with us in the storm, how God will do things for us in the storm. Listen, the storm doesn't last forever, like I said. It does not last forever. And after the storm, there's something that God will give us after the storm as well. Look at Genesis 8:11. Genesis 8, 9, 10, and 11. Let's go there. But the dove found no rest for the sole of his feet, and she returned unto him and to the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Now look at this next part of this verse here, because I want you to remember this. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her into the ark. Who put forth his hand? Noah did. Noah grabbed out and grabbed the dove and pulled her into the ark. Verse 10. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and again he sent forth a dove out of the ark. And the dove did what? The dove came into him. He didn't have to reach out and put his hand out and pull the dove in. The dove came into him. It's what it said, into him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off, so Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. Praise be to God. Have you ever seen what the symbol of a dove with an olive branch in its mouth means? It means peace. Amen? After you've gone through the storm, I want you to understand this. The dove went into Noah with the olive branch. Peace come into Noah. I'm here to tell you, after the storm, the law first mentioned, I'm here to tell you after the storm that peace can come into you and peace will come into you. Amen. It can do that. Praise God. I never knew that until God showed me that the other day. Have any of you ever seen that before where Noah put his hand forth for the dove and the second time the dove come in by itself? Nothing's put in that Bible by accident. Nothing. Praise God. Just think about when the wolves are howling at your door, whenever that's going on, and just the nights and the burdens feel like they're just all around you, and you rest assured that whenever the storm is finished, I'm here to tell you that it's going to say, peace be still. Amen? Amen. Psalms 29:11. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with what? With peace. That's what he does. Psalms 35, for his anger endureth but for a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Praise God, we got to make sure we hang on and get through the storm, because God will give us that joy. After the storm, I'm here to tell you, there will be peace. There will be peace. Child of God, listen to me. There will be peace. Praise God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart. It shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth it. I'm going to tell you, Ron, the world's never given me no peace. It's never given me one bit of peace. You know what? I give unto you, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The dove showed. That dove will show us just what is needed. It is peace in our lives. Thanks be to God. It is a deep, abiding peace. It isn't something that's fleeting. It isn't something that goes. It is a deep, abiding peace that knowing God, all is well. All is well. Don't give up. We don't always have to know what God's going to do. We don't always have to know what He's going to do. We don't always have to have the answers. There's a lot of people feel that they need to have the answers all the time. You know that? There's a lot of people like that. But what we do need is peace. That's what we need. We need a peace in our lives. You understand what I'm preaching to you this morning, church? You understand what I'm trying to say to you this morning? Listen, praise God. There are many times God has sent a dove to me. Many times. And I don't stand up here bragging like I'm some kind of spiritual giant, but I do know that there are times in my life whenever He has sent peace to me, that dove has come into me, and I've praised Him for it. Thank God for peace. Thank God for peace. I don't know. You know, there are many in the church going through storms here this morning. I know that. There's sickness. I know drugs have attacked people's families. I know sickness has ravaged people's bodies. I know all that. I know families have been torn apart by sin. I know that people. People have lost, have those in our family that are lost and headed for hell. I know that as well. I know that this morning. And you're burdened day after day after day for things that's going on in your lives. But listen to this preacher. Please listen to me. Praise be to God. If you're a child of God, peace will come to you after the storm. Peace will come. I believe that because you know what? If it mentions it in the Bible, I believe it. He will give us peace. Something else, Noah buildeth an altar unto the Lord. It talks about, and he took of every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings unto an altar. You know what? An altar was something, an altar had a different meaning here, by the way. Because you see, the altar is the meeting place of God, what it's supposed to be. Altars were built to sacrifice on. Altars were built for forgiveness of sin. That's what they were for. That's what the altars were done. But Noah wasn't building an altar for this reason. Noah was building an altar to find a place to meet with God. Can I tell you something here this morning? When you're going through the storm, you need to build an altar. What do you mean? No, not a physical altar. I'm talking about you need to build an altar. You need to get to an altar to meet God, wherever your altar may be. It may be in your house. It may be here at this church. But there is a place where you need to talk to God. There's a place where God will talk to you. In the stillness, you and yourself, wherever it may be. It may be in your car going to work. I don't know. But you know what? When the storm's over, you need to build an altar. And praise God, you need to meet Him and continue to meet Him at that altar. I'm here to tell you this morning, peace like a river. Praise the Lord. The storms. We see how God brought Noah, the first storm that ever hit. And I'm telling you, there are storms in your life. I know there is. And I know there's going to be storms come in your life. And I want to say, just like Noah, God brought Noah through the storm. God will bring you through the storm as well. I really feel that He can do that for us. Every one of us. Praise God. They come and get a song for Him.